with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting West Point is disbanding certain student clubs following President Trump's DEI order.
The famed military academy in New York issued a memo shutting down groups such as the Asia Pacific Forum Club, Latin Cultural Club, National Society of Black Engineers Club, and Society of Women Engineers Club to adhere to recent executive orders and guidance from the Army and Defense Department. President Trump signed an executive order last month halting DEI programs in the federal government. The West Point memo also ordering all other cadet clubs to pause activities until officials can review the groups to ensure they comply with Trump administration rules. Julie Walker, New York.
The White House is defending President Trump's plan to take over Gaza and rebuild it. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after the president revealed his breathtaking vow to own Gaza, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt provided some clarifying details.
The president has not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza. He has also said that the United States is not going to pay for the rebuilding of Gaza.
Leavitt, however, contradicted her boss. The president said residents of the Gaza Strip could be permanently relocated elsewhere, but she told reporters that Palestinians would be removed temporarily. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's first meetings in the United States this week was with American evangelicals on Monday. The gathering came ahead of Netanyahu's meeting with President Trump on Tuesday. Mike Huckabee, a Baptist pastor and Trump's pick to be the U.S. ambassador to Israel, attended the meeting. On Wall Street, the Dow by 317 points, the Nasdaq rose 38, the S&P advanced 23. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is dropping help from the skies in Sudan.
There's a civil war going on, and it has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is, they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications, days after a physician in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which took effect after it was signed Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off abortion pill bottles and instead list the names of their health care practices. This is SRN News. At least 20,000 federal employees are accepting President Trump's buyout offer.
The CIA is reportedly offering buyouts to its entire workforce. The Wall Street Journal cites officials saying it's being done to bring the agency in line with President Trump's vision. President Trump has made downsizing the federal government one of his top priorities. Workers have until February 6th to accept the offer to resign, with payments continuing until September. Resignations are reportedly expected to increase as the deadline draws near. The Trump administration offered employees the buyout ahead of the return to office requirements as part of an effort to shrink the workforce. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Democratic and Republican leaders of the Minnesota House reached a power-sharing agreement to end a three-week stalemate. Top leaders from each party agreed to the deal. Democrats had stayed away from the Capitol. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.